This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hello and welcome to this edition of LabCast. I'm Kevin Kane, and today I'm joined by Jonathan Crowe, the managing editor here at OpenView Labs. Jonathan is here today to talk to us about content marketing at OpenView and to provide a behind-the-scenes look at how OpenView produces all the content that it does for its portfolio companies and for entrepreneurs.
Hey, Jonathan. Welcome to LabCast. Thanks for joining me today. How's it going?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me here, Kevin. I'm really looking forward to talking.
Yeah, so as I mentioned in our introduction today, what we're focused on is this whole idea of content marketing. And as someone who's very involved with content marketing at OpenView, I was hoping you give our listeners a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look at what we do here at OpenView for all of our content marketing efforts. And so for those of you who don't know, listening out there, Jonathan Crowe here is in charge of all of our daily content at OpenView. And so I thought he might have some good insights for everyone. So specifically, you know, Jonathan, one of my first questions for you is a general one, and that's, you know, why do you think it's important for companies like the ones in our portfolio to produce high-quality content on a regular basis?
Well, I think that's a great question. And I think, you know, producing content, not just content, but high-quality content, is very important because it cuts through the noise out there. You know, more content's being produced than ever. You need something to distinguish yourself from other companies, and also just get the attention of your audience and your prospective buyers. So producing high quality content is going to help you do that. It's also going to make your site a destination. Really, it kind of serves two purposes. One is to raise your brand awareness and really establish your company as a go-to resource for helpful information and really position yourself as a partner for your buyer. And then number two, it also helps progress your prospects through their buying process. So the whole idea is, you want to get someone there, get them there to your site, help them quickly realize why they're there, how you can help, and then what the next step is for them to get to know you and why they should use your product.
So, you know, I would imagine that that's not something you can do with a website that produces maybe, say, one piece of content every month or so. You need to get into a much more frequent rhythm. That's something that's pretty challenging to do for small companies that don't have huge marketing teams. What advice do you give to those types of companies that maybe just have one or two people to help them get ramped up to the point where they can really produce a lot of content?
Right, and I feel like this is a huge problem, and a lot of people think, there's so many tactics out there. There's so many different things you could be doing in terms of producing content, blogs, reports, cases, podcasts, videos. There's no end to it. Social media on top of that, it's very easy to get overwhelmed. And I think one of the key things before you start rushing out to get more people and freelancers and trying to do every one of these different tactics and formats is to really kind of focus down on what is going to be the one tactic to start with that'll make the most impact. And so that kind of starts with knowing your buyer, doing your research, find out what they're interested in, what are the topics they want to hear about, what are the types of content that they're interested in. You know, maybe your audience doesn't listen to podcasts very often, or maybe they're primarily video driven, or maybe they're not on Pinterest, for example. So there's not really a purpose in trying to do all of these things. It's really focusing in on what your audience, what your target buyers are going to be interested in. And then also determining, what stage in the buying process are your buyers kind of getting tripped up at during? Are they becoming aware of your company, but then getting tripped up in the next stage of where they go from there? You know, focusing where in their buyer's process you could be finding content opportunities that really speak to that. And that makes it, much more easier to really kind of focus. It makes it manageable. It also makes it easier to measure. If you're doing one specific tactic instead of a handful of them, then you can actually see, okay, what's moving what's moving the needle and what's not.
So you had mentioned at the sort of earlier on in our conversation that you want to make your site a destination. So can you give our listeners just a real quick overview of the types of content you're producing for OpenView and how we've tried to create a destination site?
Sure. So we're doing quite a bit on the lab site, and we're doing daily articles And those include articles that we're producing internally, as well as getting external guest influencers and experts to submit to us as well. We're doing weekly podcasts. We're doing videos that come out weekly as well. And in addition to that, we're doing kind of bigger, high-impact, longer-form content, such as ebooks and reports. And those are meant to really serve as, you know, how-to guides to help portfolio companies or other tech companies, you know, address, kind of take them from really starting their own content marketing programs, their own recruiting, helping them with buyer insights and marketing insights, and kind of gives them a one-stop guide.
So that's great. I think, you know, one thing that's important to note, and I think that you'd agree with, is that, as we said earlier, it's not just about creating a large volume of content. While you do need a fair and steady stream of content, you know, quality is really more important than quantity at any stage in your content creation process. So with that in mind, I'm kind of wondering, you know, what do you see as being the hallmarks of good content? What does every piece of content need to include to be successful as a piece of B2B content?
Right. Well, I think, first of all, it needs to be discoverable. And that involves, you know, doing some SEO work. But I think it really a big part that I latch onto, and that I know we pay a lot of attention to here, and that we go over a lot with in our meetings, is really getting the right headline, especially when you're dealing with, you know, emails, or in our case with our newsletter as well. The headline really says it all. It's, you know, people don't have a lot of time. This is going to be the first thing they see, and it's going to be the major deciding factor of whether they want to read more or not. So having a good headline that really gets to the point of what the article or whatever the piece of content may be, what it's about, why it's important, why someone should care, that gets it read, which is the, you know, if they don't get past that, it's, you can spend all the time in the world and it's not worth anything. The second thing is, I think that the content actually does need to have substance. It needs to be helpful. It needs to be something that you can genuinely see the value in, that you yourself would share. That's going to be the indication that, you know, people will take this and pass it along, and that's what's going to help you build your reputation as a well-respected thought leader and a good resource. And then finally, I think it needs to have a CTA, a call to action. It needs to be absolutely clear once you're done what the next step is. And that can be, you know, something as simple as asking the audience to share this content or comment, leave their own thoughts, or maybe answer a question that's in a poll. Or it could be something more, you know, kind of tied into the buyer's journey of, you know, getting them to sign up, getting them to download something, getting them to take the next step that kind of ups your involvement in your relationship.
And then once you've taken the time to kind of think about this content and construct it very carefully, you know, you put it out there into the world, and, you know, what happens next that you can then look to measure its success? What are the metrics that you're looking at most consistently to kind of determine this was a huge hit versus a bomb versus something in between?
Well, it can be a little tricky because there's some pieces of content where, you know, you put a lot of time into it, you feel like it does have a lot of value, it answers a lot of good questions, and you look at things like page views, and maybe those don't take off right away, maybe it takes a little while to catch on, and so immediately you look at page views, if that's all you're looking at, you can say, wow, this is really bombed, and this was not a good piece of content, we should move away from this category. But there's other factors that can show that maybe that there is good engagement. So, I mean, we do pay attention to page views, but we also pay attention to things like social shares. Was it worth someone actually sharing this with a friend or a colleague? Also comments and getting discussions going. You know, we share a lot of our content on, you know, Twitter, but also in LinkedIn groups as well. So if it gets a good discussion going there, we know we've tapped into something. And then, you know, there's also conversion too. You know, if this is, you know, succeeded in the goal that you set out for the content, if that was to get someone to sign up for the newsletter or to get someone to download and leave their contact information, you know, did they do that?
Okay, so this has been a really helpful kind of overview of how we're doing some of the content marketing here at OpenView. What I'd like to know as well is sort of, you know, a lot of the companies in our portfolio and a lot of the companies that listen to our podcast probably are just getting started with their content marketing. They don't have huge teams. Maybe they don't have a lot of expertise around this. What advice can you offer them to help them get started?
Well, I think, you know, getting started, the first thing that you really need to do before you start diving into to content creation, and I feel like you hear this a bunch, but it's true, is you really need to develop your understanding of your audience, of your buyers, and what you need to be focusing on and creating, what areas you need to be creating in. And so, you know, you need to identify the opportunities that are going to make the biggest impact with the least amount of effort. You need to take kind of a lean approach, I would suggest, to find something that you can get started with right away, get it out there, get some results that you can measure, test, iterate, and kind of continue from there. So, you know, don't try to boil the ocean. Try to find something that you can accomplish right away that you think will have a big impact. Try it out and just kind of keep it moving from there.
Well, that's great, Jonathan. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk to us today. I'm sure some of our listeners might want to reach out to you with some questions. If they do, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, you can connect with me on Twitter. It's Jonathan S. Crow is my Twitter handle. And then there's always, leaving comments on my blog, on the OpenView blog, or sending me an email as well. It's jcrow@openviewlabs.com.
Great, Jonathan. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Kevin.